Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. You have just tuned in to the John Jacob Schmidt Show here at 6:30 a.m., broadcasting in the greater Spokane and North Idaho areas. And it is great to have you with us. I hope you had a blessed week. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and I'm your host, John Jacob Schmidt. I'll just keep saying it. My name is your name, too. And hopefully, all of our listeners out there in occupied territory, outside the wire, looking for a voice of hope and encouragement, I want to let you know that we are streaming. Well, let's hope we're streaming. I don't have a way of testing it while I'm on the air, but I'm sure that you will definitely let us know, or my producer know, if that's not working. We had a little bit of a glitch. It was not on the station's part. It was not the studio part. It was somewhere in the server. So when things are working like they're supposed to, we are streaming live, and you can listen on the internet live streaming by going to radiofreeredoubt.com. Over on the right hand side, you will see a blue and white striped banner that says KTW 630 AM Spokane, the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Click on that banner. That will take you to a page that lets you know all the different ways that you can tune in and listen, whether you are in the coverage area on the AM dial, or if you are on a mobile device, there's the picture of the app and how to download that. And then, of course, the live streaming. And so that's how you can pass the word to your like-minded friends and family to be able to help share and spread the word. And we appreciate you guys doing that. Another way you can listen is going to acn.cc and click on the Liberty Bell. That will take you to Liberty Broadcasting Systems, and you'll be able to listen to that way as well. The number is 1-877-999-7684. It's not really a call-in talk show per se, but we do like to leave the lines open because every now and then somebody has a question and they want some clarification, and you might have some questions for our guests that we're going to have later on in the show here, actually just coming up right after the news. And many of you are already familiar with them. We're going to be talking to Mark Goodwin, good friend of mine and a great patriot who has become a rising star in the preparedness and self-reliance community. And he's got a lot to offer. In fact, something really great they're going to be announcing. So we'll talk to him in just a little bit. Don't forget, you can also email me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com for questions or prayers and support and encouragement and constructive feedback and everything else. We'd love to hear from you guys. Oh, what do we want to do here? I got a couple different directions. Last week, you guys know that I was not able to air. We had a little bit of an unplanned visit from family from out of town for Memorial Day, and I had to postpone that. So if you're looking for last week's show, all we did was just re-aired the Saturday broadcast from KTW 630. We replayed that Sunday evening, where we have our live podcast every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. And also, we have a full lineup in the afternoon of other great podcasters and speakers, and from Wall Builders to Chris Ann Hall. And I love old time radio. I love old time radio. I always have since I was a little kid. I'm an old soul. I'm a young guy trapped in an old world or some old. Yeah. But I love that stuff. And so we air that on Sunday afternoon. We start actually streaming at 4 p.m. And then the John Jacob Schmidt Show comes on at 8. A little bit of clarification for you there. You know what? Let's just get into the news and commentary, because I want to make sure we got enough time to get to our guest. We do have some stories, so from AP, UPI, and the major American networks, the news is next on Radio Free Redoubt. Usually like to start with international news, and there's more saber rattling taking place between the eagle and the bear. Russian aircraft headed off a U.S. destroyer in the Black Sea. This is coming from Reuters out of Moscow. Not Moscow, Idaho. Moscow, Russia. Some people get that confused. Some of the professors down at the University of Idaho get that confused. Russian military aircraft were scrambled to head off a U.S. warship that was acting, quote, aggressively. They could just have a soldier standing there, American soldier standing there picking his nose, and somehow it's going to be aggressive. But they're in the Black Sea. The state newspaper agency RIA, used to be Pravda, you know, Truth, they reported that on Saturday, citing an anonymous resource in Russia's armed forces in Crimea. The source was quoted as saying that the U.S. destroyer Ross was moving along the edge of Russia's territorial waters, probably sneakily and nefariously too, heading in their direction. And the crew of the ship acted provocatively and aggressively, which concerned the operators, monitoring stations, and ships of the Black Sea Fleet. Okay, so they scrambled some Su-24 attack aircraft, and they flexed their muscles back and forth. But tensions are a little bit high there. Saw a thing this week. Putin is saying that Obama will not complete his second term. Thought, that's a pretty interesting claim. You got to watch these guys. They got their own agenda, the narcissistic egomaniacs that are heading the countries, all of them. Sometimes the citizens have to pay the price for those egos. And speaking of that, hey, for those of you who think communism is dead, it's a thing of the past. my sleeping ones, wake up! China has passed a regulation ensuring government organizations and private companies have Communist Party units so that party policy can be implemented across society. The People's Daily, the official party mouthpiece, said on Saturday. And the regulation was passed on Friday at a meeting of the Politburo, which is one of the Communist Party's elite ruling bodies, with the president, Chinese president, in attendance there. Let's get a little bit closer. Work our way back to the United States. We'll go to South America, inch our way back to the Americas. Rio de Janeiro. Now, if you go to prison, I mean, nobody wants to go to prison. But, hey, if you're going to do something illegal and go to get sent to prison for, well, check this out. Transgender inmates jailed in Rio de Janeiro's penitentiaries will be able to choose incarceration in prisons for men or women, which is a first for Brazil. The new rules were approved Friday by the state of Rio de Janeiro's Department of Prisons. It is treatment with dignity. It shows respect for this population. The head of the state prison system, Colonel Ariel Ribeiro, was quoted as saying he's probably a pervert himself. The new measures drew praise from homosexual rights advocacy organizations in Rio. In Rio without homophobia, that's part of their name. This progress for LGBT rights in the prisons over the past 30 years, there have been innumerable recorded cases of discrimination. So, hey, you know what? If I'm going to prison, you know, I feel like a woman. I think I need to go to the women's prison. What a mess. I mean, what you can't even say unforeseen. You can see what a mess this is going to create. And of course, all of a sudden, the pregnancies are going to skyrocket in all the women's prisons, and they're going to be trying to figure out how to deal with the billions of dollars that's going to cost their taxpayers. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's creep into the United States here. Detroit starts shutting off people's water again. How rude, right? I mean, how can you just go around shutting off people's water? The UN is also warning that this violates the residents' human rights. So let me read you the story here. This is from Yahoo News. The city of Detroit began shutting off water access to residents behind on payments. Oh, they're not making their payments. Okay, that changes things. With thousands at risk of losing access to water. There are 65,000 delinquent residential customers who owe the city's water department a combined $48.9 million. Now, this is also your water bill. It's not a for-profit business, your water company. They're not making a profit. They might have surplus from time to time until something happens where they bust the water main or something happens where it costs them millions of dollars to fix. So these guys are trying to scramble to come up with money to operate this water system because people aren't paying for their water, which covers the cost of operating that massive water system. They're not paying their bills. So the figure tops an estimated 41,000 individuals who Food and Water Watch, an advocacy group, says lack any water as of January. And now the United Nations is stepping in saying that cutting off their water is a human rights violation. So we've got an international body that's going to try to meddle here. And I mean, this in the social environment, socialist environment that's been created. You know what? It's not a violation of their human rights. They have the right to grab their bucket and walk down to the river, like billions of people all around the country do, or they can pay their bill. There's no jobs. Well, maybe you should consider relocating. Go to South Dakota, North Dakota, oil fields, Texas. I mean, if you want it bad enough, but see, they haven't had it bad enough yet. It hasn't hurt enough because we've empowered them. We've enabled people to continue without having to work by the sweat of their brow to provide for their families. They got free stuff. Some stuff isn't free, like the municipal water system doesn't look at it that way. But it kind of makes you wonder, why not? I mean, if we're giving them free Obama phones, if we're giving them EBT cards, if you're giving them housing, I mean, why not throw water in there too? Interesting predicament that we found ourselves in this country. But what else we got? Speaking of water, oh, the water wars that we've been predicting and talking about for a long time continue. And now this is just, some people are calling it a water grab, but it's actually a land grab that was passed this week by the EPA. And this is a very, very dangerous thing. Let's find this. Let me find this story for you. Actually, I don't have it right in front of me. I've got several notes and they are gone. But the fight is on. And this is what they're doing is they are redefining. Where is it? 200. No, I did just find it. Thank you very much. Lawmakers are up in arms over an Environmental Protection Agency proposal that they fear could give federal officials expansive new powers. You think? Over private property and farmland, the EPA is seeking to redefine what bodies of water fall under the agency's jurisdiction for controlling pollution. It's all climate change. You know what Obama said was the biggest single threat to national security. Climate change. Which is all Agenda 21 driven. This is not conspiracy stuff. This isn't fear tactics. These are facts, documented facts. And I don't mean documented like climate change documentation. Junk pseudoscience. Factual. The information is just abundant. We've talked about it so many times in the past. There's so many experts out there that are speaking on this as well. and they're using water. It's not just about the water itself. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. It's about the land around it and easements and buffer zones, which right now they're up to a quarter of a mile, depending on. So here's how you can get in the fight. You need to get involved with your local private landowner advocacy groups. Like last week, we interviewed Renee Holiday with CAPR, the Citizens Alliance for Property Rights. They are working with their local government to draft ordinances and legislation to help protect landowners against the EPA grab, requiring, as in the state of Washington, requiring a hydrologist to come out under the state, not federal, to determine whether or not something meets a wetland requirement. And this is a really important strategy. It's a great tactic, actually, to keep the federal government at bay when they're looking at the mud puddle in your yard, trying to determine if it's a wetland, to have a separate, independent, state coordinated hydrologist come out there and say, no, that's not a wetland. Go away, EPA. Hey, don't belong. So get involved locally. This is what I've been saying. The only way you're going to keep tyranny at bay is locally. Forget about people. Somebody said, John Jacob, what do you think about the president? You know, what do you think about the presidential lineup? I'm like, are you serious? You're worried about who's going to be president? Why? Local. You are going to protect Americanism by fighting locally. The solution is not in Washington. I promise you this. Don't worry about who's running for president. When the time comes, you vote your conscience. But don't be distracted by that, because while you're sitting there looking at the circus going on, they're robbing your livelihood right under your nose in your own community. And finally, before we go into the break... Oh, actually, we've got a couple more minutes before we go into the break. Woohoo! More stuff, more cool stuff. Locally, there's a rally. I didn't get a ton. I tried to put the word in from the grassroots, Northwest Grassroots, had some information about a rally, and I put an email to him, but he didn't respond. He responded to something else. So I'm trying to get the word out about this rally, about Spokane being a so-called sanctuary city, where basically if you're illegal, violating federal immigration laws, hey, you can come to Spokane. We'll protect you. And there's a rally. Citizens are rallying together, and they're pushing back against this. And I wanted to get you guys involved. So I'm going to try to dig up the information from that. We'll post it on the website, radiofreeredoubt.com, and I'll put it in the highlights and resources posting up on the website. We'll put it to our Facebook page as well, so you can figure out how you want to get involved. Homeschool students graduation ceremony is today in Coeur d'Alene. The North Idaho Home Educators Association will honor graduating homeschooled high school students by holding a traditional cap and gown graduation ceremony to recognize their hard work and achievements. The ceremony is open to the public and will take place at 6 p.m. today at Candlelight Christian Fellowship on Pioneer Drive. And Senator Steve Vick will be there. He'll be the honored guest speaker. I love Steve Vick. He's a patriot. He's a God-fearing patriot. State Representative Vito Barbieri is going to be the MC, the Master of Ceremonies. Another great patriot, God-fearing man, honoring the homeschool. They get shoved under the carpet, don't they? They're just rendered insignificant. Yes, homeschoolers are kind of a little bit off, kind of a little weird. They don't fit in with culture. They don't have any social skills. All the other lies that the pushers and deceivers try to push on you. I'm a strong proponent of private Christian schools or homeschooling if you can't do that. You've got to protect our kids. there's a war on for their souls and for their minds. And guess what, Christians? We're losing the war. We are losing. Protect them. Protect your kids. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Mark Goodwin from Prepper Recon coming up in just a moment. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Think your money is your own? Think again, because they watch every cent in your bank account. This is your Saturday edition of the Eye in the Economy Minute with me, Fox 519, brought to you by Radio Free Readout and PrepperRecon.com. This week, former House of Representatives Speaker Dennis Hassert was indicted on Thursday on federal charges, including lying to the FBI, relating to an alleged effort to hide $3.5 million in payments he was making to a person to conceal his past misconduct. The Illinois Republican who left Congress in 2007 was charged with structuring the withdrawal of $952,000 in cash to evade the requirement that banks report cash transactions over $10,000 and lying to the FBI about those withdrawals. Now, Fox 519 is not endorsing what the former speaker did in the least bit, but it does represent a bigger problem. He is charged with withdrawing his own money and pulling out the money under $10,000 to report or to hide the reporting requirements. It's his money. He can do with it what he wants. He can pay off who he wants. It was his mistake, and he needs to own that. But the fact that he was charged with lying to the FBI about using his own money is ridiculous. Heed my warning, everyone. As things progress further into economic chaos, the banks will be watching your withdrawals closer and closer. Just goes to my point that you need to keep cash, gold, and silver on hand, at home, and out of reach of the banksters. For more economic analysis and news, tune in to Radio Free Readout each Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it. If a person consistently reads and advocates the views expressed in a communist publication, he may be a communist. If a person supports organizations which reflect communist teachings, or organizations labeled communist by the Department of Justice, she may be a communist. If a person defends the activities of communist nations while consistently attacking the domestic and foreign policy of the United States, she may be a communist. If a person does all these things over a period of time, he must be a communist. But there are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
I like Bernie. Bernie's an interesting guy. Apparently, some folks really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all.
Very specifically, we have to ask ourselves and answer a question, every individual. Are we a loyalist or are we a patriot? Are we God-fearing, freedom-loving, self-reliant Americans? Or are we government-dependent, constitution-ignoring socialists? That is the question we all have to answer. And I appreciate Radio Free Readout because they've been answering that question quite well to many people in this area for a long, long time.
We are back at the Voice of the American Readout with in-your-face truth and encouragement from God-fearing patriots. And I want to welcome all of you. If you're just tuning in now, we've got a great guest coming up that I've been looking forward to having on for quite some time. And I'm sure this will be a repeat offense, a repeat action. Okay, anyway, I wanted to remind you guys, too, to go to marblecountry.com to learn more about how you can get involved, participate, and attend over the 4th of July weekend, the God and Country Celebration. And the reason why I'm really pushing this is because I want to pass on something to you guys that's going to save some money for you. Because if you register by June 10th, that'll give a 20% discount on your registration and your camping fees. So I'll go ahead and pre-register by going to marblecountry.com. Lots of guest speakers and events, even for the family, for children, including black powder shooting. I think that is it's great. Talking about our American heritage, our nation was founded on black powder. What a cool thing. Great workshops and other stuff like that going on there. So I wanted to pass that along to you. And there was something else, too, that I don't have right in front of me. What is up? What's going on with my notes? There's gremlins in my notes. It's hiding from me. But that's okay. We're going to move on because I'm excited to introduce to you guys who don't know him and to bring back someone who you, for those of you who do know him, a friend of mine and a guy that's just I really look up to in a lot of ways. I love his writing style and everything that he's doing to bring awareness to American citizens about some of the things that we potentially face in our future. And he's been able to articulate these some of these threats in fiction, but woven through there are very thought-provoking things that lead to discussions that we should be having with our spouses, with our families, with our friends, with people in our communities. What would we do? I mean, look at the signs on the wall. And we know something's not right. Can't you? You can feel it in your gut. Something's not right. And sometimes we can't quite put our thumb on it. But more and more citizens are waking up. And now you want to know, okay, now I'm awake. I realize we're in trouble. Now what do I do? What can I do about it? And so it's just a pleasure for me to bring to you the author, Christian author of the Economic Collapse Chronicles. His first book, The American Exit Strategy. Also another series, The Days of Noah series, which I'm in the middle of right now. And he's also one of our sponsors. And he has a online preparedness and self-reliance store, PrepperRecon.com. And he's got this newest project that he did in collusion with another well-known member of the prepper community, David Kobler from the very popular Southern Prepper YouTube channel. And so it's just a pleasure for me to have you join us. Mark, thank you so much for coming on Radio Free Readout.
John Jacob, what a generous introduction. Thank you very much. And it's my honor to be on the show.
Well, I mean it. It's from the heart, brother. You're doing great things. And impressive.
Thank you very
much. You're one of the very few people that I know of that are as busy as me. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I don't gather a lot of moss. That's for sure.
That's okay. You're doing good things. And so this latest project, you know, I have to say this is there's preparedness. What do I do type of preparedness stuff out there. But I really like what you did with this latest one. It, you know, the seven steps. It's the seven steps to, you know, becoming prepared. We're going to walk through that. We're going to just kind of talk about some of those things, but you really look at this from a Christian perspective, and this is really super important. And then I'll let you do all the talking, is that sometimes this is approached through a spirit of fear, and we have to make sure that we have the proper perspective and do this out of a responsible response to a very, you know, credible threats, dangers. Just like in Proverbs, it says, a prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. And so we're not freaking out. We're just being prudent. And you really place the most emphasis on making Christ the number one item on your prepper list, because what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and then loses his own soul? So you really nailed the most important things right out of the gate. So I don't know. I like your work. So let's talk about this, your new project. Get the name out there for the listeners.
It's the Seven-Step Survival Plan.
And
what we really try to do with that is, you know, I kind of borrowed that catchphrase from James Wesley Rawls, beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. And yes. I wanted to just kind of expand on that and build upon that. But that was kind of like my basic thought when we first went into this project. And so we tried to keep it all with the B letter words like James Wesley Rawls had done. And so step one, we do body, mind, and soul. That's because you're your number one survival tool. You know, you got to be in shape. We saw so many people last winter that just keeled over with heart attacks because they had to get up on their roofs and shovel snow off their roofs because their roofs were caving in. You know, it wasn't a thing of, you know, well, I want my driveway to look nice because all the neighbors are shoveling theirs. It's if I don't do it, I'm not going to have a house. So they had to do it. And a lot of them, they'd been eating potato chips and watching Oprah on the couch, and they couldn't do it. Their ticker just keeled over. So you got to be in some type of shape to be able to handle any level of disaster. And it doesn't have to be the end of the world. It can just be a snowstorm like we saw. And we see that a lot in South Florida. When we have hurricanes, people have to get out with chainsaws and cut up trees to get their car out of the driveway or to get the tree off their car or out of the doorway or whatever. And, you know, it's a lot of this stuff is stuff they have to do, and they just don't have the cardiovascular health to do it or the strength to do it. So you got to have a little cardio training and some strength training mixed into whatever your day-to-day routine is. And then your mind, you know, skills cost, you know, knowledge weighs nothing, you know, so you can carry around a lot of skills in your mind once you've developed them and that you don't lose. You know, it's like riding a bike. You never lose that. And your soul, you know, and it's exactly like you said, no matter how hard you prep, we've all got a 6 foot hole waiting on us. Right. And we're all going to have that day, and we're all going to stand before our maker. And you want to make sure that you've thought that through and before that day comes. And there's more to it than just, the pie in the sky application. It's got a lot of application to our everyday life, because the survival rule of three says, you know, you can go 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. In that is also 3 months without hope, you know. And so if you've got a connection to Jesus Christ, you've got that eternal source of hope that it's a well inside of you that you can draw from. And we always hear survival stories of POWs or people that have been in other types of survival situations. And, you know, what kept you going? And time again, they come back to, it was my relationship to Jesus Christ. And that's what got them past that 3 month period where a lot of people just don't go if they don't have that hope.
That's a very good point. I'm reading a book by, I can't remember who it's by, basically persecuted Christians during the Soviet Union, what they went through, persecuted for Christ, I believe it was. Incredible. How the folks who didn't have faith to cling to, they didn't last. Very good point.
Yeah, and you need that.
Here's the other side of that, too.
We all have challenges. We all have, you know, you get that pink slip. You get the bad news from the doctor. You get the excessive amount of friction in the marriage, whatever it happens to be. You need God to pull you through that stuff because you can't make it on your own. And people that tried, they fail miserably, and they end up turning to something. So it might as well be something that's actually going to get you through it. And then the next step is step two is budget. And in that one, we just focus on not creating your own financial stuff hits the fan scenario long before the dollar ever dies, you know, because you hear a lot of preppers that are going out and they're going to go buy a solar oven and a solar array and you know, some tricked out guns, a big stockpile of ammo and stuff. And they're putting all this stuff on their credit card. You know, you might need a lot of that stuff, but you have to fit it into your regular budget. And you've got to learn to live on less than you make so that you don't create your own personal economic collapse, because that happens. And unfortunately, people that run in fear to try to prep, a lot of times they cause that themselves. And then step three, we've got the bug out bag, which is, you know, just a 72-hour kit. It's got everything you need to live for 72 hours. It's got some water in it. It's got a filter so that you can purify water. It's got some food, shelter, change of clothes, some hygiene items, stuff like that. Now, once you've got that together, once you've got a 72-hour bug out bag, you've also got a 72-hour bug in bag. So you know you've got 3 days worth of food in there and the basic stuff you need to survive if something happens and there's a, you know, a chemical spill or a terrorist attack or whatever that keeps you and you can't leave your house. And then beans, that's our food storage word, you know, borrowed from James Wesley Ross. And, you know, that's because the supply chain's so fragile. John Jacob, and I know that you know this, but most stores have about 3 days worth of food stocked there. And then if the system breaks down, that's it. And it's not everybody in the city or everybody in that town is going to get 3 days worth of food. The first six people that get in there are going to get 3 months worth of food.
Yes,
and everybody else is
exactly.
going to get plastic forks and paper plates.
Absolutely. I've seen it.
Yeah. And then the next step is bullets, because cops can't protect us 24/7, you know, unless we have one stationed in our home, which if you're married to a cop, that's okay. But if you're not, you probably don't want a cop in your house 24/7. And, you know, we've seen Ferguson, we've seen Baltimore, where they're either they had to stand down because they were outnumbered, or we had the episode where the politicians will tell them to stand down. So it's just, you know, they're great. They can come out and fill out the report after everything's over with, but you got to be able to take care of yourself until they get there. And, you know, in the worst case scenario, they might not be able to get there at all. And then, you know, Fox 519 every week, he's warning us and telling us the problems with the economy and the problems with the dollar. So bullion is our step six. And you know, that's silver and gold, which is a great way to protect your wealth through a monetary or economic reset to come out on the other side, and you'll still have something. But now during that period, gold and silver might not be all that handy. You might need some other things for barter items to be able to trade and exchange for other goods and services. So we talk about that a lot. And then the last thing we talk about is base. And, you know, you have to think about the survivability of where you're at. You know, harden your home if you can. If you're chained to a city for work and you just can't get out and you can't get away from the large population centers, think about moving out to the suburbs. But if you're not, you know, and I know that you're familiar with James Wesley Rawls' theory on that is, you know, get as far away from those population centers as possible, because that's where the bad stuff happens. And we've seen that Ferguson, Baltimore, when stuff breaks down, that's where it breaks down. It's not small town USA where all that stuff's going on. So if you can kind of get out of the way of that stuff the best you can, it's going to really increase your survivability.
Well, hey, Mark. Mark?
Yes.
Okay. I know sometimes our voices cross. One will cancel the other out and you can't hear the other guy. You know, just today they were talking about on the Drudge Report, a new paper that was released talking about the new nationwide crime wave. And this is really important, because if you can just strategically relocate, you know, outside of those urban centers, if you must commute, you know, have a plan for your security. But you definitely don't want to get caught inside those cities. And it's, we're seeing more and more of these studies coming up talking about the increasing threat around the urbanized areas. And they start getting their water shut off, and they're going to start getting really angry.
Heck yeah, man.
Let's see, where was it? I was trying to pull up this article from the Drudge Report because I didn't get a chance to finish reading it. And I was just going to just kind of skim over that real quick. But let's get back. You know, we're going to take a break here in just a minute. But I wanted to ask you also, for those folks that you mentioned budget in step two, to have a plan for folks to, even on very limited resources, we have elderly people, we have people on limited incomes, or down to one income in their family. People are hurting right now. So I want to kind of pick your brain also to get some ideas for those folks that are just waking up. They feel overwhelmed and they feel really despair, because they feel like they don't have the resources to do all this whiz-bang stuff and going out and buying guns and ammo and a year's worth of food. And they just that's when they just feel like, I'm toast. I have no hope. And so I want to give them a little bit of a plan. Hey,
well,
I thought of another one you could add to the
B-list.
That's
the biggest thing you can do is coupons.
Yeah, good point. I thought another one to add to the B-list. Balance.
Yes, And beans and rice are so cheap. You can get a 20-pound bag of rice at Walmart for about $7. A pound of beans usually runs you about $1. You can buy a lot of beans and rice for $100. And if you're using coupons and you're shopping buy one, get one free at your local grocer, and we give a lot of coupon resources in the book as well, places that people can go to find that stuff. And you can really build a huge stockpile on your regular weekly food budget without getting a lot of extra money in there.
All right. Well, good enough. We're going to take a quick break, so we'll be back in just a few minutes. We are with Mark Goodwin talking about the 7-step survival plan. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $89 include shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
If you're an amateur radio operator and you believe in the American Readout movement, contact us today to find out how you can join the American Readout Radio Operators Network.
I love the liberty found in the spirit of America, and that's why I love America. But what do I have left when the liberty vanishes from America? It is just soil, like the soil that can be found anywhere else on Earth. Benjamin Franklin said, "Where liberty is, there is my country." And 2 Corinthians 3:17 states, "Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Well, that's interesting. Now, put the two together. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And where liberty is, there is my country. Did you really think removing God from this nation would come without a price? I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
The studio phone lines are now open. 1-877-999-7684.
The phone lines are open, and we are going into the third and final segment here at Radio Free Redoubt, and we are talking about the 7-Step Survival Plan, a book that was just released by author Mark Goodwin in collusion with David Kobler. And we've got Mark on the line, and the phone lines are open. 1-877-999-7684 with your questions. And you can get – hey, Mark, how can the listeners shoot questions to you who might have some questions about some personal issue that they're dealing with, a hurdle, some type of barrier they're trying to overcome in their preparedness? How can they get a hold of you?
They can email me at prepperrecon@startmail.com. And, always – respond back. And a lot of times, if it's a great question, it's something that I'm getting a lot of, I'll use it for a show topic on the Prepper Recon podcast.
Yeah, I was going to talk. I wanted to also give you a chance to talk about the Prepper Recon podcast, some of the issues and things that you're discussing, and where they can go to learn more and listen and what your broadcasting or podcast schedule is.
Yeah, we post a new show every Monday and Wednesday so that it doesn't overlap with Radio Free Readout, so folks can listen to both and they don't have to pick and choose, because I wouldn't want them to, because Radio Free Readout is just you're doing such a great service to this country, John Jacob, I'll tell you, and I listen every week and I just love it. Now, also, you – right before the break, you asked me about budget and folks that didn't have a whole lot of money. Right now, PrepperRecon.com, I've got a giveaway posted where one of the IFACs that we advertise on the show every week, giving away one of those, and we're giving away a nice starter bug out bag kit. So, and there's all the details on how to win that. We do that every time we have a new book out, we do a giveaway. So, they can go over there and check that out and enter to win that. And, you know, so if you don't have a lot of money, you know, it doesn't get any better than free.
No kidding. If it's for free, it's for me. That's my saying. Actually,
one
I stole
of the things
it. Somebody
that I
else
missed,
said it, and I said that's
good. And it's nestled. It's nestled into a base, but is community, and it's in the book, but it just doesn't have its own subsection. But community is so important because you can't do this stuff alone. You know, the lone wolves out there, you know, you're not going to be able to run security 24 hours a day. You can't do it. Yeah. Even a small family, if you've got 3 8-hour shifts running security, you know, that's three people that do nothing with no day off except run security. So you can't do this stuff by yourself. Now, in the Days of Noah series, the survival group in the book is a home fellowship. And I think that's very super realistic. And I think that's something that people need to really focus on. If you're not in a home group right now, you need to start forming one. You need to start getting involved in one, because as in the book, you know, they have no other choice except a home fellowship, because their church has been shut down because it's forced into bankruptcy because the pastor wouldn't perform a gay marriage. And, you know, that day may be soon coming in this
yes,
country.
It is. Yeah, I've been talking about that, the necessity of the future underground church is coming to America, which is more than most people can even process. You can't even grab that. But when you look at how quickly the accelerated deterioration that we've witnessed in our own country, it's not unfathomable now. People can finally start to think, you know, there might be something to this thought.
Yeah. And then you know, they take care of each other in the book too, and that's another thing that you can do in a home fellowship. We got very, very blessed. We just moved. We just got out of Fort Lauderdale, so you know, there's no such thing as radio free Fort Lauderdale, because it's completely fallen. The left's taken it over, and
it's occupied territory.
It's a post apocalyptic landscape.
Yeah, like Detroit.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. But anyway, we were fortunate. We got out. We're in Central Florida now, and we fell in with a fantastic Bible study group. And right now, they're covering the Shemitah prophecies and the blood moons by Jonathan Kahn and Mark Bilt. So, you paying attention to that stuff?
The Shemitah, yes. The blood moon cycle situation. I really went on the search, because before I jump on the bandwagon on something, I want to really objectively research it and study it. And that one, I believe, is, how do I say it? I'm going to say
less founded
false teaching. I disagree with their interpretation of that and how they're applying the blood moon thing. I do not believe that that's something that we should get spun up over, and that there's enough evidence to point, as far as me looking at it objectively, that it is not exactly what as is being sold. It's being misrepresented. But the Shemitah, that's, you know, God is a very, you know, mysterious, powerful, you know, omnipotent being that manipulates things and events. And we see this kind of like this hidden, I don't know, code or patterns, you know, all throughout the scriptures, the more you learn about it. And so I think that, you know, as far as the Shemitah, there's it's much more credible than I think that the blood moon cycle trend, if you will, is. I'm not sure how much you've been able to, you know, you've researched it either.
Yeah, and there's a couple of different people doing the blood moons. There's John Hagee, which I'm less impressed with his work, and Mark Biltz, who was the original guy that did it. Now, before he did the blood moons, he did an entire study on the Feast of the Lord, and when you look at it in that context, and you look at how everything's sort of a dress rehearsal for prophetic events. When you think about the, you know, Passover was sort of a prophetic dress rehearsal, he calls it, for for Jesus's death on the cross and resurrection, and then how the Pentecost, which was, you know, it's always been celebrated by the Jews as the giving of the law, and then that's the exact day that the Holy Spirit came on the new church, and and then he's saying, you know, the Feast of Trumpets is, you know, it's sort of this dress rehearsal for this second coming. So when you start getting into all of that stuff, he makes some really, really strong points, and his, out of the different people that are covering it, and a lot of it's just people that have taken his work and kind of ran with it and kind of doing their own thing with it, and it doesn't all add up. So I agree with you with that. But his is a little bit more compelling. But the Shemitah, I mean, that's pretty, it's pretty undeniable when you look at the last two. The last one we had 7 years ago in September was when the stock market lost 777 points, which was a 7% drop in the market. And then 7 years prior to that was 9/11. And so we all know what happened to the country and the economy when that happened. And of course, Jonathan Cahn's Harbinger book also covers a lot of that stuff as well, of what happened on September 11th and why it happened in this country and how we've turned our back on God. And you know, it's kind of what we should expect, because we've certainly not repented, and we've certainly not done anything to move back closer to Him. We haven't brought prayer back into schools. We haven't brought, you know, we haven't gotten rid of an abortion. In fact, if anything, we've just wandered further away. We've pushed God more and more out of our lives, and now we're the next phase is we're going to push Him out of the church.
Yeah, exactly. The falling away, the apostate church, which we're already well in the advanced stages of that across the country, you know, sadly. And, you know, the Harbinger was a fascinating what that did, the Harbinger, for me. I think it just should just be mandatory. I don't want to say reading, but that articulated what I could sense in my spirit. Something's not right. Something's in conflict, and there's going to be consequences. And I don't know how all that falls into place or what that'll look like. But when I didn't read the Harbinger, but I heard several reviews from those who did. And I did watch the interview with Cahn, and it's available on YouTube. And everybody that I spoke to that watched the video and his interview expose and read the book said, if you watch the video of his interview, you got the meat and potatoes of it. The rest is a fictional story, and it's not really – I mean, he wove all of these facts into this story. They said you'd be better off stripping the story off and looking straight at the facts that you can get from the interview. That was a game changer for me. It just really solidly locked everything in. But I don't want to talk about his book. I want to talk about yours.
Well, I do a little bit of that myself as well, as far as weaving facts into fiction. Of course, the latest series, the Days of Noah series, you mentioned that. Book one was called Conspiracy.
Yes.
And then book two is called Persecution. Book three is going to be out this October. It's going to be called Perdition. But in book one, we see this countrywide military training exercise, and it just so happens that the military is pre-positioned when a terrorist attack blamed on right-wing extremist group called American Patriots for Christ takes out a huge block of the nation's oil refinery. So that was published in November of 2014. So that was long before we've ever heard the word Jade Helm. You know, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I hope that's as far as it is. I hope it doesn't become any more prophetic than that. And now there's a secondary storyline that follows a young intelligence analyst who starts seeing some of the things that don't line up with the official story, you know, with all of this being blamed on the Patriots, because I feel like we're getting set up for that, though, John Jacob. I really do. Just kind of in my spirit and everything I see, it's we're being demonized, we're being marginalized, we're being pushed to the side, and you know, it's not unthinkable that something like that would happen.
Have you been following this Muhammad cartoon stuff going on with the one in Texas, a month ago with the shooting, and then just recently, yesterday in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And I think it's so crazy that we spend so much money fighting Islamic extremists on the other side of the world, and we've got our southern borders just wide open. And we're just
this is what they're doing. During these Muhammad cartoon events, they're blaming the people for holding the events. You know, they're accusing them of causing terrorism. And things just get completely flipped. And this is the insane world that we're living in. And I think it's going to get a lot. It's going to be a wild ride ahead. And they will take the bad guys and make them look like the victims. They'll take Christian patriots. Ooh, what an evil name, Christian patriots. And they're going to be the ones that's brought all this on. They're the ones to blame. They're the ones they need to be gone after. There's no doubt in my mind. We're already seeing that the stage is being set for it.
Yeah, Jesus said, if they hate you, remember that they hated me first.
That's right. That's what Jesus said. Well, hey, you know what? We're coming up to the end of our time, and I know it goes so fast, but I want to give you just real quick. You got about 30 seconds. If we can get your website, your information, the name of the book, and where they can go to get their copy.
Sure thing. It's PrepperRecon.com, and I've got links to purchase all of the books are there. The Days of Noah series, the book one of that is Conspiracy, and then the new nonfiction preparedness book is called The 7-Step Survival Plan, and that's all available on Amazon. It's all available in paperback, Kindle, and audio edition as well, because I'm a big audio book fan, and that's how I consume books, because I just don't have the time to sit down and read. So I try to make that available.
I'm the exact same way, and I so appreciate the audio versions of those books that you know, you've provided for me, and I love them. Mark Goodwin, ladies and gentlemen, from PrepperRecon.com. Go and check him out, where you can learn more. The 7 steps for preparing for survival is all laid out in a book for you. Now, go and check it out there. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. You have a blessed week. We'll catch you next Saturday right here at the same time.